These old tires, the same ones they started the race on, we're down to 13 laps to go here in the opening stage. Let's pause now, 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand and Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR on WRDN brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Darlington Raceway, the NASCAR Xfinity Series racing, the Sport Clips Haircuts VFW Help a Hero 200. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon, the NASCAR Cup Series winning championship crew chief. Dave Moody is out in turns 1 and 2. Mike Bagley over in turns 3 and 4. Up and down the pit lane in turn number 4 is Alan Cavana. In the middle is Chris Wilner. And at the exit, Steve Post. Postman?
Yes, indeed. So talking about this tire strategy, and there was a lot of talk on the radio of coming down, but it just puts them in a bad spot. They've got four sets of tires laying. So the conventional wisdom is take one at the end of stage one, one at the end of stage two. That way you've got two for stage three, which is the longest stage. In theory, you split that up because here's what you have to have. You have to hang on to one set for that caution with 10 laps or 8 laps to go, or you're going to be, as two or three crew chiefs called me, a sitting duck. So bottom line of it is this thing is pretty straight up. That's where it gets interesting, is where we have these cautions at this point, but everyone yielded the tendency and the desire and the screaming by the drivers to want to come down and pit and get new tires to make it to the end of this stage. And I would suspect we see about the same in stage two. Stage three, then all bets are off if they have two sets of sticker tires to run that final stage.
And I would say that as well, because stage two, although it's 45 laps, you're going to have the caution laps of stage one that add into that, only ends up being 39 or 40 green flag laps. I would expect stage two to go straight through. I'm surprised that one of those four sets of tires it seems like it would be a set of scuffs if it's there for them. So we'll see where it all plays out and how this plays. That longer run at the end, 50-some laps, that's where you want to have the tires left.
If you are just joining us, it is the NASCAR Xfinity Series race, like Alex pointed out, here at Darlington Raceway. We are 11 laps away from the end of stage number one. We're working lap number 34, or will be shortly. Sam Mayer is out front. Christopher Bell led the first 27 laps. Sam got by him. Sam Mayer is leading over Christopher Bell. Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, that is your top five. Parker Kligerman has had a nice climb up the leaderboard. He is sixth in front of Chandler Smith. Justin Allgaier is eighth. Brandon Jones and Sammy Smith, that's your top ten. Jesse Love has been a big mover since we put him under the green flag. Alex, he's up 17 positions.
Yeah, he is. He started deep in the field, did Jesse Love, back in 23rd. Reason being, on his qualifying lap earlier today, let the car slide just a tick too far and got into the safer barrier and picked up a Darlington stripe. So we know the car far better than what the qualifying lap was.
Jesse Love up 17 since we put him under the green flag. Matt DiBenedetto, he's up 14. Justin Allgaier up 12. And again, Allgaier all the way to 8th. Noah Gregson has climbed a leaderboard, 12 spots. And Cole Custer, who has been quiet so far, is up 9. But that seems to be the MO of Cole Custer. He just does things quietly right up until you get down to about 10 to go, and all of a sudden he's a factor. Mike Bagley is outside turn number 3, high atop the Earnhardt Towers here at the Darlington Raceway. Lights out, Mike, and we're getting ready to go back under the green flag.
Indeed we are. The field is stacked up double wide behind the safety car. You got Christopher Bell that will restart on the inside of the first row. Sam Mayer opting for the outside line behind them. A.J. Allmendinger to the inside of Sheldon Creed. Parker Kligerman behind them will start to the inside of Austin Hill.
A 10-lap dash to find out who's going to get paid championship points, but you got to finish inside the top 10 in 10 more laps. Here they come up off turn number 4. Have to wait till they get to the Geico restart zone for Sam Mayer to be the first to get on the throttle. Waits till late in the zone, and the green flag goes back in the air. Mayer gets a shove from behind, courtesy of Sheldon Creed. They're thinking 3 wide for the lead.
And no surprise, it's Parker Kligerman doing the thinking. He immediately, though, drops back in line. That race is on for the lead. Mayer, by half a car car length. Mayer by a car length. He'll break free on the backstretch.
Mayer will swing around the outside. He'll reclaim the lead. Christopher Bell to second. Creed to third. Side by side. Behind them for fourth.
And now we got a battle for the lead. Here comes C. Bell back on Sam Mayer. To the inside comes Christopher. They come racing off turn number four. Still side by side. Sam Mayer on the outside. Christopher Bell on the inside.
Bell into turn number one. Takes it down low. Now kicks it sideways in a four-wheel drift. Hanging on like he's dirt tracking. He won't be able to get the lead. He'll fall back in line second.
Bell has to back away now. He will settle for second up the back stretch. The front two have broken away by three car lengths over Sheldon and Creed and a pack of snarling race cars there.
Yeah, Parker Kligerman's the first one out of line. That is side by side for the number five spot. Kligerman's orange and white Chevrolet looks to the inside of A.J. Allmendinger. Those two cars ran together at Daytona last week, and here they are again.
Kligerman's got a little company on the back bumper as well, but for the moment he's going to concentrate on A.J. Allmendinger. Further up, Austin Hill taking a peek to the inside on Sheldon Creed.
That'll be the battle for third. Hill gets the run out of two. Quarter panel up alongside. Hill's there. Hill grabbed the spot off the end of the back straightaway.
Seven laps to go here in stage number one. Sam Mayer trying to put some distance between himself and Christopher Bell. Hasn't been able to do it. Good battle from third on back. Creed, Austin Hill, AJ, and Parker Kligerman.
Kligerman closing in on the back end of that four-man draft as AJ Allmendinger takes a peek down to the inside. Big wobble by Creed midway out of two. Here comes the dinger.
Battle for fourth. Creed and AJ Allmendinger side by side. Parker Kligerman there as well. Further back, they are three wide. It's Corey Heim, Justin Allgaier, Brandon Jones stacking it up there.
Right in front of them is Cole Custer.
Trouble. Sam Mayer's off the pace. Problem for Sam Mayer coming out of turn four.
Mayer slow at the start-finish line. No damage down the side of the car. There's smoke coming from the left rear corner. We stay under the green flag.
Leaders make their way off turn two to the back stretch. It's Christopher Bell by five car lengths. Now Mayer spins in turn two. Smoking 360-degree spin. Punches the throttle and keeps on rolling.
Leaders still in the gas off the end of the back straightaway. Battle for third between Kligerman and A.J. Allmendinger.
Five laps to go in the stage. Race leader with all kinds of issues. Well, he's not the race leader anymore. Postman, what happened?
Sam Mayer went by me. He got left rear tire down. Let's go further down pit road. What's the story on Sam Mayer?
They're just waiting. The crew here is waiting for Sam Mayer. He's limping it here to his pit box. The crew is up on the wall just waiting to see and assess any of the damage, but it's taken a long time to see Mayer round this corner here at Darlington. They're waiting to see what can be done after the incident on the track. They think the left rear is down. They got to make a fix.
And he's going to go one lap down at minimum as he finally gets to his pit box. Race leader come by the start-finish line. Four to go in the stage. Austin Hill second, but rapidly closing in.
Yeah, it's a two-man breakaway, but the leader is continually loose. Christopher Bell just dirt-tracking his way around. Darlington, the lead is down to a car length.
He is hanging on for dear life, coming out of two. The back end of the car kicking a bit sideways. That allows Hill to close in. Hill and Bell racing for the lead in three.
With three laps to go now in stage number one, all eyes at the front of the field. As a matter of fact, you got battles all the way back through the field, including Parker Kligerman, who's trying to run down A.J. Allmendinger for third. But Austin Hill is on the move, trying to run down C. Bell.
I'm not sure how Bell has kept that car under control at any speed over the last 10 laps, much less keeping it at the front of the pack. He's still loose, but he's still showing the way.
And he is in control to the back straightaway. Battle for fifth is on. Sheldon Creed has been caught by Sammy Smith. Smith has been bouncing off the wall repeatedly, but that's not shaved off speed. He is still in a full court press.
Sam Mayer exits the pit lane. He's lost two laps. Alan Cavana.
And it was just a lengthy pit stop because they changed the tires, but then the carcass of the tire that went down, it was wrapped all around the axle. It took them a long time to get that off the axle and outside the car to put the new tire on. A great day ruined so far for Sam Mayer.
Let's pick up the battle for the lead off turn number two.
Christopher Bell, Austin Hill have broken away for the rest of the field. Hill still has the wick turned up on Bell's Toyota Supra back bumper.
off turn number four will begin the final lap of stage number one. Christopher Bell has the lead. Austin Hill right there. He's a car length, maybe two, behind the race leader headed to turn one.
Bell doing a great job of hanging on to an ill-handling race car. Hill goes in on the inside. Way sideways is Christopher Bell. Sideways again in two. Hill is there as they exit to the back stretch.
Here is Austin Hill. He's taking a peek to the outside. Now he'll swing that Chevrolet to the inside, but he can't find the room to race. Here they come off the end of the back straightaway. Bell in command for now.
Pay window is wide open. Who's going to get back?
Trouble back straightaway. Brandon Jones is into the inside wall. He'll slam that inside wall with his Chevy Camaro as everybody scatters to avoid the Brandon Jones car.
Caution flag is out at the start-finish line along with the green and white checkered flag. Stage one is done, and Christopher Bell out front when the caution lights came on. C. Bell scoring the stage one win over Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, Parker Kligerman, and Sheldon Creed. That's your top five. Six, Sammy Smith. Seventh, Justin Allgaier. Chad Fincham is popping up in eighth. Cole Custer ninth. And Chandler Smith completes the top 10. Stage one is done.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage is presented by the Powerball. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, wants to make you a millionaire in victory lane. Head to Powerball.com to find out how you can enter the NASCAR Powerball playoff.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Picture an early morning, and you're behind the wheel of a John Deere Gator XUV. You're towing up to 4,000 pounds of hay to make the most of every haul, and gliding over rough terrain thanks to the heavy-duty independent suspension beneath you. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
You'll find legendary John Deere quality and save thousands on new, full-size John Deere Gators now through September 3rd at Tractor Central. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
For the moment on a hot summer day here in Darlington, South Carolina, the infield jam-packed, folks bringing their inflatable pools and water slides. It's a great time to bring the whole family out.
Yeah, it is, and they are enjoying the pools. We can see them from the broadcast position. Now, pit road will open up shortly, and Postman, I would imagine there's not a driver out there that does not want four Goodyear Racing Eagles.
Not at all. Every one of them wants four. If you could give them five or six, you really can. It's just been hanging on. Christopher Bell has had that car so sideways, and he's leading. Bless their hearts, the one behind him are even worse. Most of what we're hearing is free, meaning the right rear wants to step out on the race car. As we say that, the green lights are on pit road. Alan Cavana, they're pitting in front of you.
Eldon Creed is right in front of me. A great first stage, has a lot of speed, but doesn't like the handling, has far too loose of a race car. They're going to put four tires, an adjustment, and an ice pack for Sheldon. Right behind him is Sammy Smith, a great first stage. He moved up five spots, Steve Post.
A.J. Allmendinger is in. Said midway through that run, the right rear tire had gone away on it. Hung on for a top five finish in that stage. Jesse Love, he was fighting a loose condition. Same situation with Austin Hill, but it certainly didn't sound as dramatic for Austin Hill. Free race condition on the Chandler Smith car. Going to be four tires. Sunoco Racing Fuel Crew. Around to the left side, they have the very first pit box. The race off from pit road. Christopher Bell goes out first. Sheldon Creed second. A.J. Allmendinger, Parker Kligerman, and Austin Hill. Your top five, Chris Wellner.
Justin Allgaier came to the attention of his crew. He wants the right side tires to stick in the racetrack. Also had a little bit of wheel hop at the end of the run. They made a track bar and air pressure adjustment for Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel. Corey Heim was in saying, I was sliding the nose all across the racetrack. They made a track bar adjustment on his Toyota. Ryan Sieg said, I was absolutely slipping sideways in 3 and 4, nearly hit the wall several times. They also made a significant air pressure adjustment. But everyone, like Steve Post talked about, four tires, four fresh rubber on this racetrack for the start of stage number 2.
Christopher Bell won the stage. He exits pit lane with the lead. In the Sport Clips Haircuts, VFW Help a Hero 200.
This Sober or Slammer message is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Driving a car is what I do professionally, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. It doesn't matter if I'm driving on the track or down the road, safety is always my number one priority. If you plan on drinking this race weekend, stay on track and designate a sober driver. Because there are people in your life counting on you to be there for those special moments, and I need you around to cheer me and the other drivers on race day.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
About a half a lap away from going back under the green flag here at Darlington Raceway. That means the field is coming to the Geico Restart Zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today and see how.
Row 1 is going to be Christopher Bell electing to restart inside Row 1. Sheldon Creed to his right. Row 2, A.J. Allmendinger inside, outside. Parker Kligerman, Row 3, inside. Sammy Smith outside, Row 3. Austin Hill, Row 4, has got Justin Allgaier and Cole Custer. Row 5, Jesse Love continuing to climb the leaderboard. He'll start inside, and Chandler Smith will be to his outside. Right now, we are working with 50 laps complete, getting ready to go back under the green flag on lap 51, but they have just waved it off.
Yeah, to build that ride up just to have it waved away from us there. So we're going to reset, get the one to go this time by. There must have been a car out of line. It looks like further back in the running order, just a touch out of line. Gives us a chance to visit with Hal Roche, Commander-in-Chief, Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States. How you doing today, sir?
Doing well, thank you.
It's a privilege to have you here. The VFW, for folks, we've heard that, but if there's folks out there that don't know, what is the VFW and what do you guys do?
Well, it's the Veterans of Foreign Wars. We're the largest combat veteran organization in the country. So in order to qualify for us, we've had to serve overseas in a combat area or somewhere where we drew hostile fire pay.
Well, that's something that we can't thank you and everyone enough for your service for our country. What is it about the partnership with Sport Clips and Darlington Raceway that's so effective for you?
Oh, it's absolutely just a match made in heaven with Gordon Logan and Sport Clips and their franchisees raising money for our Help a Hero Scholarship Program, which allows us to take, so far to date, $12 million, 3,000 scholarships to our E5s below veterans, giving them a handout, not a handout, a hand up in their college education. Go on, some have become doctors, lawyers, done really great things with their lives. It's a great partnership.
We can't thank you enough for you and your entire group and your organization for being partners with Darlington and for NASCAR. Thanks so very much.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. That's Hal Roach, Commander-in-Chief, Veterans of Foreign Wars of the United States.
Now we're ready to go back under the green flag, and it's out. It's in the air. Green light time around the racetrack. Inside, C. Bell. Outside, Sheldon Creed.
Christopher Bell gets a good shove from A.J. Allmendinger to turn one. Not enough to score. Wide up into the lead. As a matter of fact, here comes Sheldon Creed back on the outside.
Flying around the outside and flying to the lead is Sheldon Creed. Everybody must enjoy this grip while they have it because it's not going to be here for long. Battle for second is on in three.
It is because race leader Sheldon Creed whopped down. Now Shane Van Gisbergen further back.
Turn three. Kyle Weatherman in the wall. Hard contact off the end of the back straightaway. Trying to get the car to pit road. He'll woe it down and will. Hard contact for Kyle Weatherman off the end of the back straightaway.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the fourth time in today's race. Sheldon Creed being scored as the race leader, Jeff, as the caution came out.
On lap number 53, Alex Christopher Bell, A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, Parker Kligerman, top five, lap 53 and under caution.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create the vacation that fits your lifestyle. Sharing a lifetime of memories at a collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and popular destinations across the U.S. Blue Green owners also enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR packages that deliver the thrill only NASCAR can provide. Start your vacation journey today at bluegreenvacations.com.
Four cautions so far, one to end stage number one. Kyle Weatherman bringing out the most recent caution flag. We are 54 laps complete from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Caution flag continues to wave here. It'll be another lap or so before we go back under the green flag. Everybody enjoying the warm weather and sunshine that has greeted us here at Darlington. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Alex, it's what we've all been waiting for, the 75th annual Cookout Southern 500 Darlington Raceway. NASCAR Live Race Day coming your way at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Mike Bagley and the crew will have that. We'll take you all the way up to the green flag. Going to be a good one. It's just something you circle on your calendar every year once the schedule comes out. NASCAR releasing their schedule this week. But, you know, when you go back a year ago, we all look forward to seeing where it's going to fall and making plans to be a part of it.
So many great stories in 75 years of the Cookout Southern 500. Truly a test of man and machine here at Darlington Raceway. Some of the great stories that's come out of there back in what they say the good old days when Ned Jarrett would win a race by 14 laps, but needing tires, and they would send some of the crew members out, change their out of the crew uniform into civvy clothes, run out in the infield while everybody's up against the fence watching the race, take your jack out there and you steal tires off of cars in the street, run them back to the pit lane and bolt them onto the race car and continue on. But just some of the great stories that we've heard over the years in 75 years of the Cookout Southern 500.
They stole the tires?
They borrowed the tires.
And then returned them after, you know, 50 laps of running around this very tough racetrack. What is it about this track, Todd Gordon, you've been coming here a long, long time, that makes it so special?
Well, it wasn't built. The part that we race on isn't the part that was built as a racetrack. As you looked at this, the banked ends of these were supposed to be a safety barrier, just a runoff area, and they all figured out pretty quickly we can run faster up on that. So it makes a really unique surface. Very narrow both ends. The bottom to the top is about 3 car widths, not 5 like most of our racetracks. And the asphalt, just the aggregate they use out here, it just, in the sun bake, it goes away. The grip goes away. It's really tough on tires. It's a place that is very unique and takes a driver focus 100%.
Yeah, we in our practice and qualifying coverage earlier today on MRN, Ryan Blaney said just that. Trying to just remain focused, running inches off the wall for 500 miles around this track takes a beating on you as much mentally as it does physically.
Yeah, the focus the drivers have to compete here is just at the highest level. And, of course, we'll see tomorrow night. Hopefully, we won't see it tonight. That Darlington sunset out behind turn number 4. As we get ready to go back under the green flag here this afternoon, we still have 33 laps remaining in stage number 2.
Here they come up off of turn number 4, lined up 2 by 2, waiting to get to the Geico restart zone. And the green flag indeed does go back in the air. Sheldon Creed on the outside lane. Christopher Bell goes downstairs. 2 Toyota Supras race for the top spot.
Creed gets the jump on the drop of the green flag by about a half a car length, but back comes C. Bell on the inside line. Allgaier looking 3 wide back around the 5th spot. Won't get it done. Creed leads to the backstretch.
Bell falls in line in 2nd. A.J. Allmendinger now will race in 3rd. Sammy Smith the 4th. And Justin Allgaier trying to fend off the advances of Austin Hill.
Battle for the lead off turn number 4. Again, Christopher Bell to the bottom of the racetrack. Slide job off 4. He'll take the lead over Sheldon Creed. A.J. Allmendinger looking on in 3rd.
A.J. looking to follow in the tire tracks and try and make an inside move of his own. He's got nothing in turn 1. A little further back, Parker Kligerman putting the heat on now for Austin Dillon, 5th place position.
Here they come up the back straightaway. Austin Hill there trying to keep Parker Kligerman in the rearview mirror. He will for the back man on the move. Chase Elliott to the inside of Noah Gregson.
Can't get the grip he wants. Gregson slips, however, and Chase Elliott will be able to clear the Noah Gregson car. This is good hard racing from about the 11th position on back.
Haven't heard a lot out of Chase Elliott this afternoon. He is very slowly and methodically wheeled his way into the top 15, maybe top 12. He continues his forward advance. He'll go to the inside on Noah Gregson.
Here he comes. He'll open up the inside line out of turn number 2. Get a quarter panel up alongside, and they're wheel to wheel off the end of the Boeing back straightaway.
For position number 12, Gregson's got it, and Chase Elliott wants it. They're going to come off 4. They're still side by side. Chase Elliott down in the bottom of the racetrack will have to give up the fight at least this lap.
Noah Gregson, a multi-time winner here at Darlington in the past, a tough man to displace. Got a really good race car right now as he fends holds off the advance of Zook Chase Elliott.
Meanwhile, good battle for 10th. Here's Jesse Love pulling to the inside of Corey Heim. Jesse Love making much progress this afternoon, working his way to the front, and in three, using the inside lane to do it.
He is. Good grip down there when you have fresh tires, but can't keep the momentum wound up, and Jesse Love will have to give up the fight for the moment to Corey Heim. Noah Gregson goes on the attack.
Noah played defense a moment ago against Chase Elliott. Now he's going to go on offense. Slides down to the inside of Jesse Love. He's got it cleared at the exit of turn two.
Jesse Love had to come out of the throttle because Noah Gregson was bound and determined to let that car slide wide out of two. It did just that, and Noah Gregson grabs the position.
Noah Gregson's the man we've been talking about the last handful of laps. He continues to climb the leaderboard. Chris, he's obviously got a very good car.
He really does, and that's thanks to his crew chief, Mark Redd. They have been working on this car since the drop of the green flag in practice earlier this morning, and boy, what a program this is short-lived Rhett Jones Racing Team has been. Three starts and three top tens for Noah Gregson. They really have leaned on Noah with getting this program started on the Xfinity side in terms of getting the program built up, and it's paying dividends with the strong runs that they have had, and they're coming here to Noah's best racetrack when it comes to the Xfinity Series with a couple of wins. So we'll see what happens, but so far so good for Noah Gregson, providing really good feedback and marching his way through the field.
Those two wins for Noah Gregson came in 2021 and 22. So yeah, this is something that Noah Gregson has a great familiarity with, and the ability to give some strong feedback to an ever-growing race team.
Yeah, and that race team has really bonded well with Noah Gregson over the years. They run a super late model together. They partner here, and when they do, typically magic happens, and Noah Gregson trying to drive that car to the front of the field with 26 laps to go in the stage. It's Christopher Bell leading over Sheldon Creed, A.J. Allmendinger, Sammy Smith, and Justin Allgaier, top five. Austin Hill has faded back to sixth, racing there with Parker Kligerman, then Cole Custer, Chandler Smith, and Corey Heim. That's your top 10.
There's just something about Justin Allgaier and Darlington Raceway. He's a three-time winner here at this racetrack. Started back in 20th, now up to the number five spot, been able to drive forward. A good pit stop from his team, Jeff, and here he is getting in position again.
Yeah, riding right behind Sammy Smith. He's all over him. That would be a battle for fourth. 65 laps complete. Christopher Bell, Sheldon Creed, A.J. Allmendinger. That's your top three.
Gentlemen, we want it all. We want to discover new music and listen to the same three songs. We want to live off the land and eat spray cheese from a can. We want to get away from it all and be a comfortable walking distance from fast casual chain restaurants. Sadly, we can't have it all. Unless we're at Sport Clips Haircuts, where we check in with the pros in men's hair and totally check out with sports watching, shampoo, massaging, relaxation. Sport Clips, it's a game changer.
Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
No change in the top five. Working lap number 67. It's Christopher Bell, Sheldon Creed, AJ, Sammy Smith, and Justin Allgaier from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
A.J. Allmendinger continuing to battle with Sammy Smith for third. Justin Allgaier is right there as well. Good battle for seventh between Parker Kligerman and Cole Custer all the while. Christopher Bell leads him down the back straightaway. Then comes Sheldon Creed. Then comes A.J. Allmendinger. What have you noticed so far, Alex? We're midway through this race, 70 laps complete. 71 next time by, 76 remain.
I've noticed Christopher Bell's got a good race car, and he is a talented race car driver. Whether it's fresh tires, put the car wherever you want, or if the tires go away and you have to slide the car around this racetrack, he's had success doing both of those. So that's the thing that jumps off the page at me.
You know, we also need to remind everybody that Sam Mayer, who led 11 laps, drove by Christopher Bell after he led early. I think it was 47 consecutive before Sam Mayer got by him. And then Sam Mayer, with that tire that went down, spun the car. So Sam Mayer's led 11 laps. Sheldon Creed a few moments ago led for five circuits, and he rides second right now behind Christopher Bell and in front of A.J. Allmendinger.
Sam Mayer, incidentally, is two laps down, back in the 30th position after that unscheduled pit stop for the left rear, so big problem there. It's been a tough day for a lot of drivers. Riley Herbst is 15 laps down. He continues to move on after slapping the outside wall. And Joey Logano's out of the race. He had engine failure. Parker Retzlaff had problems. He's 25 laps down. Darlington is a tough track.
You know, the best race on the track is outside of the top 10, and they're three wide off of turn number four. It's Corey Heim, Chase Elliott, Shane Van Gisbergen. Battle for 12th. They stay knotted together, headed towards turn number one.
Three wide into turn one is not going to work, and they all know it, so they shuffle it down to two wide. It's Chase Elliott on the bottom of the racetrack as they make their way off turn two.
Oh, Elliott almost gets into him out of two. Elliott's got to come out of the throttle, and that allows Shane Van Gisbergen to change lanes and dive to the inside of Elliott in three.
SVG in the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott goes topside. Corey Heim runs the outside lane in front of Chase Elliott off turn number four. Back to the line. Great race continues. 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Continues to be a spirited battle. Ryan Sieg may want a piece of that as well if they don't get it settled pretty soon. Taking that top spot, Corey Heim, then Elliott, and Van Gisbergen.
And then you've got Ryan Sieg and also Josh Williams about to join this mix as well. Here comes Elliott. He'll pull to the inside of Heim off the end of the backstretch.
Further up, we're going to pick up the battle, and Justin Allgaier is in the middle of it yet again. Justin Allgaier right now fifth, looking for fourth.
Closing in now on the Sammy Smith automobile. Allgaier running about a groove lower through turns one and two, but can't make the move this time.
A couple of teammates racing for a spot inside of the top five, as right now they will settle down, run single file as all of the leaders begin to approach some lap traffic.
And since they are settling down, let's take a look at the leaderboard brought to you by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. Start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
We got a battle for the lead before we get to that. Headed to turn number three.
Christopher Bell got tangled up with the lap car of Greg Van Alst. Here's Sheldon Creed wheel to wheel now for the top spot.
Creed has the preferred outside lane off turn four. He'll sweep around the outside of Christopher Bell. Sheldon Creed back to the lead at Darlington Raceway as they head to one.
Now let's see if Christopher Bell can mount a counterattack. He's going to go down to the middle lane of the racetrack. But again, that car beginning to dog track a little bit. Rear end getting looser as the laps go on.
Christopher Bell very fortunate. A lap ago, the nose of that car was pointed to the infield for just a moment. He collected the car, lost the lead, and he may be about to lose second.
With 12 laps to go in stage number two, let's give you a look at that leaderboard right now. We'll also watch the leaders for you. Sheldon Creed out front over Christopher Bell. A.J. Allmendinger goes third in front of Justin Allgaier and Sammy Smith. Austin Hill, 6th. Cole Custer, 7th. Parker Kligerman, 8th. Chandler Smith, 9th. Noah Gregson is 10th.
Running 11th is Jesse Love. 12th is Chase Elliott. Shane Van Gisbergen is 13th and Ryan Sieg 14th. Corey Heim is 15th and Josh Williams 16th. Ross Chastain 17th. Carson Quapel is 18th. Jeb Burton 19th and Joe Graff Jr. 20th.
Matt DiBenedetto is 21st. Brennan Poole 22nd. Kyle Sieg 23rd. Ryan Ellis running 24th and Leland Honeyman 25th. 26th, David Starr 27th and one lap down. Garrett Smithley, we have 26 cars on the lead lap. Greg Van Alst, 28th. Anthony Alfredo, 29th. And Sam Mayer is 30th.
31st on the running order is Jeremy Clements. 32nd is Brandon Jones. Chad Fincham, 33rd. Blaine Perkins, 34th. Riley Herbst is 35th. And Kyle Weatherman, 36th. Parker Retzlaff, 37th. And Joey Logano, 38th.
With 10 laps to go now in the stage, A.J. Allmendinger running 3rd. Christopher Bell, 2nd. And he wants that spot.
A.J. has reeled C. Bell in, and he is all over his back bumper as they run about 6 car lengths behind the leader, Sheldon Creed.
Toyota Chevy battle for the second spot hits the back straightaway. A.J. Allmendinger stalking his prey. Christopher Bell looks in the rearview mirror, and that Chevy looming large now in this ongoing battle.
Allmendinger took a peek to the inside, could not get the grip, and that's usually a telltale of old tires at Darlington. And Allmendinger will have to recoil and go after Bell again.
Here they come down the front straightaway and into turn one. The gap again between Bell and Allmendinger. 1 to 2 car lengths. A.J. giving it everything he's got, but C. Bell hanging it wide and hanging on a second.
This is a private battle for second. Sheldon Creed has scampered away to about a 7 car length lead. Justin Allgaier, who has just taken 4th, is about a 2nd or maybe 2 behind them.
And that's Sammy Smith that's running now behind Allgaier. Then comes Austin Hill as we wind it down here in stage number 2. 8 laps to go. Separation first to second. Dave, what do you put it at? About 7 car lengths?
I'd say about 7, yes. And now the gap between second and third is tightened up a bit. Again, sideways is Christopher Bell just about all the way through 1 and 2.
A.J. Allmendinger has faded off the back bumper of Christopher Bell for a moment. He got tangled up in the fence, got a Darlington stripe a lap ago, and it cost him about 2 car lengths.
Everybody settles down at the front of the field now. Top 3 have a big gap all the way back to Justin Allgaier by the tone of about 3.5 seconds. Creed now with 7 laps to go on the stage pulls them back to turn 1.
The gap between third place and fourth is almost half of the front straightaway. That's A.J. Allmendinger 3rd, all the way back to Justin Allgaier, who's 4th.
Allgaier, after bypassing Sammy Smith, has been able to keep Smith at arm's length, and Smith has been able to keep pace. But it is a 2-car length gap between Allgaier and Smith in this battle for 4th.
And right behind them, there's a good battle between Austin Hill and Cole Custer. That is 6 and 7. Parker Kligerman, 8th. Chandler Smith and Noah Gregson complete the top 10. Sheldon Creed, though, is the man that's out front, and he's back in turn 1.
Now Sheldon Creed making his way into the banking of turn number 1. Still 5 to 7 car lengths over Christopher Bell. Another 7 back to A.J. Allmendinger.
With the tires that are fading towards the end of this stage, Sheldon Creed seems to maintain the speed that he needs and the control that he needs. That race car is very solid right now.
It is, right up against the red and white painted safer barrier. Christopher Bell's been able to free himself of the attack from behind in the courtesy of A.J. Allmendinger. Bell now doing all he can to try to run down Creed.
Yeah, Christopher Bell's car loosened up about 10 laps ago. He is sidewinding it again in turn number 1. The problem for A.J. Allmendinger is his car has done exactly the same thing.
Yeah, that car's falling off like Bell's car has fallen off. And right now they are just content to ride 2nd and 3rd as there's more lap traffic in front of the leaders.
And I think it's safe to say, Mike, that they're all falling off at this particular point with only 4 laps to go in the stage. Sheldon Creed now has led for 15 laps. He wants to hold that lead and take it all the way to the green and white checkered flag.
A whole lot of hanging on going on right now. Sheldon Creed appears to be the strongest of that top 3. He maintains that 7, now maybe an 8 car length advantage.
He'll take his car from the bottom of turn 2 and swing it wide onto the back straightaway. Back out of the gas and tapping of the brake and floating it back to the entrance of 3.
two other battles ongoing. Allgaier and Sammy Smith, fourth and fifth, are good racing, as is behind them Cole Custer to the inside of Austin Hill. Jeff, this is for sixth and seventh.
Watching Cole Custer to the bottom side of the racetrack, and Justin Allgaier, same thing. Dave, pick a battle. Justin Allgaier trying to pick up a spot, and so is Austin Hill.
Allgaier right on the back bumper of the Sammy Smith machine. Cole Custer has bypassed Austin Hill. Custer got him a little bit loose at the exit of two and made the pass, heading for three.
Meanwhile, Sammy Smith tracking his prey in the person of Justin Allgaier. Pays off this lap through with the pass at a car length of an advantage.
Two laps to go in stage number two, Sheldon Creed. He'll flash by the start-finish line and make his way back to the corner.
He got him right where he wants him right now. Just one lap car that he may have to deal with here on the final lap of the stage. That's the David Starr automobile, but a big lead for Sheldon Creed.
He'll bring it to the back straightaway. His line hasn't wavered this entire stage. He's easing it back to the corner and snuggling up to the outside wall, the corner entry.
He is looking for his first stage win of 2024. Talking about Sheldon Creed, just an inch off the outside safer barrier off of turn number four. One lap to go. Green and white checkered flag will be waving next time by.
Here comes Sheldon Creed now up on the back bumper of the David Starr machine. Starr drifts up into his path. It costs him momentum. Here comes Christopher Bell within two car lengths.
Creed is still yet to bypass David Starr. Now he'll make the pass halfway down the back straightaway. That allows Bell to close in. Battle for the lead back to the corner between Creed and Bell.
Creed at the bottom of the track. Car drifts high. They have the lap car of David Starr on the outside. Here comes Christopher Bell. Lets it drift to the outside to the green and white checkered flag, and Sheldon Creed will hang on to win stage number two. Christopher Bell will finish the stage second. A.J. Allmendinger will be third. Sammy Smith will be fourth, and Justin Allgaier fifth. Cole Custer gets sixth. Austin Hill seventh. Parker Kligerman will be eighth. Noah Gregson ninth. And Chase Elliott will be 10th.
26-year-old driver from Alpine, California, Sheldon Creed, scoring the green and white checkered flag. Stage two is complete.
This Sober or Slammer message is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Driving a car is what I do professionally, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. It doesn't matter if I'm driving on the track or down the road, safety is always my number one priority. If you plan on drinking this race weekend, stay on track and designate a sober driver. Because there are people in your life counting on you to be there for those special moments, and I need you around to cheer me and the other drivers on race day.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort, because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on, with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
We'll have pit stops for you in the final 55 laps from here at Darlington, coming back after this quick break. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Boy, as good as Sheldon Creed has been this year, this is his first stage win of 2024, and more than likely, he will be leading the field onto pit road. The green light is on, meaning pit road is open. race leaders on the lead lap will have the opportunity to pit. And here comes Sheldon. And here comes Christopher Bell, AJ, Sammy Smith, and Allgaier. And Alan, here comes the race leader, Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed got the lead, and his first thought was to drive hard, but then take care of it while he was out there. Says he's still getting a little too free while the run goes on, so they're going to make an air pressure adjustment, try to make it even better. Same thing for Sammy Smith, an adjustment for him as he gets too free. And Cole Custer has gone from 21st to 6th, an adjustment for the double zero, Steve Post.
A.J. Allmendinger pretty happy with his race car. He needs it to drive off the corner just a little bit better, but he raced up to 3rd. Pretty good job with his race car. Jesse Love reporting his car is just a little free. Same for his Richard Childress Racing teammate, Austin Hill. Here's Chandler Smith. Chassis adjustment for Goodyear Racing Eagles. Sunoco Racing Fuel plugged in. He's in the very first pit box. Sheldon Creed wins the race. Out from pit road, Christopher Bell, Austin Hill, A.J. Allmendinger, and Kyle Larson, your front five out. Chris Wilner.
Justin Allgaier said, "I'm wrecking loose, boys, at the end of that run. They're going to make a four-tire change, and they went 1.5 up on the left rear spring." Also, he asked for a huge bag of ice and a cold drink. Also, Noah Gregson was in. Slow pit stop for that Retro's Racing crew. Skating loose, they made an air pressure adjustment for Goodyear Eagles and Sunoco Fuel. Also, Corey Heim, very slow. They took a huge swing down on pit road, late to leave the box. Said, "I'm about to crash after 5 laps of how tight his race car is." 4 tires and Sunoco Fuel in my section of pit road.
Chase Elliott's pit crew gained him 5 positions. Sammy Smith's crew, they lost 6 spots on this exchange.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Drivers, start your engines!
Your home for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Green flag goes in the air and we are underway.
The Motor Racing Network.
2x2x2, they're about 10 rows deep of double wide racing. Taylor Gray to the bottom. Nick Sanchez outside and they're crashing mid-pack.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Checkered flag is in the air and Corey Heim has scored the win.
From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make tall grass short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway. Just gotten the one to go signal. We'll go back under the green flag next time by. Means the field is coming to the Geico restart zone presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Front row, C. Bell on the inside, Sheldon Creed alongside. Row 2, A.J. Allmendinger and Austin Hill. Row 3, 2 drivers we haven't talked a lot about, but we're not to the end of the race. Chase Elliott to the inside of Cole Custer. Behind them, you've got Justin Allgaier and Chandler Smith, Sammy Smith, and Parker Kligerman. Todd Gordon, you've watched it so far. Obviously, we know Christopher Bell has a very good car. Who else is going to be up there to contend before it's all said and done?
Yeah, it's been interesting to see how this all has played out. We've seen the guys that are up front kind of getting loose on the longer runs. We're going to have to go a little bit longer here, see where it goes. I'm wondering where Cole Custer ends up at the end of this race.
There'll be 51 laps to go in the Sport Clips Haircuts VFW Help a Hero 200. Here they come, back up off of turn number four to hit the Geico restart zone, and we'll be back underway in the run to the checkered flag. Hot day in Darlington, South Carolina. The racing action heats up again as the green goes in the air.
Here they come back into turn number one, side by side, the battle for the lead. Creed on the outside, Christopher Bell hugging the bottom on the inside. They continue wheel to wheel off turn number two.
And Creed is cutting Bell zero slack. Matter of fact, Creed gets the better run off of two, but Bell's going to jam it into the bottom of turn number three.
And make it pay off and slide right across the nose of Sheldon Creed and retake the lead here on lap number 97. Christopher Bell out front. Sheldon Creed second, side by side for third.
Battle is on for third, fourth, and now make it fifth as Cole Custer joins the fray.
Right now, Cole Custer looking outside as well. A knot of cars racing from third on back. Hill in third, side by side for fourth with the Dinger on the move down low.
He is. A.J. Allmendinger's been a solid top five car all afternoon long. He's doing all he can right now to hang on to a spot in the top five. Outside of him goes Cole Custer. Justin Allgaier tries to fill that gap as well.
Allmendinger looking for a little bit of daylight to wedge himself back up into the high line. Finding none. He's just going to go back on the attack, side by side now with Cole Custer for fourth.
Battling for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Custer with fourth on the outside. Dinger's going to lose ground. Here comes Justin Allgaier coming to life at the end of the backstretch.
All the while, Sammy Smith is looking on, but Alex Hayden, not all good for Sammy Smith at the moment.
No, there's not. I believe Alan Cavana, you can add why Sammy Smith is going to have himself a long run to the checkered flag.
And it's been a long race. They had a bad pit stop there, cost them positions, but not the only problem. Not long into the race, his cool suit stopped working. If you don't know what that is, it's a suit that circulates cold water all over your body. When working properly, it's great. When it's not working, it almost has an opposite effect. That water all over your body, it goes to the air, the body temperature. So he's just sitting in there miserable right now. They've been trying to pack him with ice. He's trying to get as many positions as he can right now, but also dealing with the hottest conditions of the year.
Right now he is running in position number seven. Now just behind them, Dave, let's pick up the battle for ninth on back involving Parker Kligerman.
Kligerman is there. Chandler Smith in his pocket. Shane Van Gisbergen feeling the heat from Jesse Love.
Here's Love. He'll look to the inside at a two and up the back straightaway. Not quite close enough to get there on the straightaway, but Love is going to go even deeper now at the entrance of three.
Down to 46 laps to go. 100 complete. Now 101, and Christopher Bell's got his Toyota up front.
Gentlemen, we want it all. We want to be well-read and not have to read. We want to save room for dinner and fill up on free bread. We want to own a motorcycle and not be accused of going through a midlife crisis. Sadly, we can't have it all. Unless we're at Sport Clips Haircuts, where we check in with the pros in men's hair and totally check out with sports watching, shampoo, massaging, relaxation. Sport Clips, it's a game changer.
This Sober or Slammer message is brought to you by the South Carolina Department of Public Safety.
Hey NASCAR fans, Ross Chastain here. Driving a car is what I do professionally, and with that comes a lot of responsibility. It doesn't matter if I'm driving on the track or down the road, safety is always my number one priority. If you plan on drinking this race weekend, stay on track and designate a sober driver. Because there are people in your life counting on you to be there for those special moments, and I need you around to cheer me and the other drivers on race day.
Christopher Bell is enjoying the largest lead of the race by anybody at 2.2 seconds now over second place Austin Hill. Sheldon Creed third, Cole Custer is fourth, and Justin Allgaier rounds out the top five. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Race for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, Christopher Bell's lead growing now up to 2.6 seconds.
Yeah, he has checked out and trying to leave the building, and laps are beginning to dwindle. But let's keep one thing in mind. We know for a fact that Christopher Bell's car is really, really good on the short runs. How good is it on the long runs? We'll find out here over the next several laps. 40 to go. Next time by Christopher Bell, Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, Cole Custer, and Justin Allgaier. That is your top five. 6 through 10 at the moment. It's A.J. Allmendinger, 6. Sammy Smith, Chase Elliott, 8. Parker Kligerman, 9th. And Chandler Smith, Alex Hayden, completes the top 10.
In the Sport Clips Haircuts, VFW Help a Hero 200. It's a privilege to welcome back to the broadcast booth Gordon Logan, founder and chairman of the board for Sport Clips. How you doing today?
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be here in Darlington.
It really is. Your association with this event, and you also sponsor a car in the NASCAR Cup Series, but your association with this race and Darlington Raceway and VFW is really a rewarding thing, and we can't thank you enough.
It's great. I first came to this track in 1957, so I've been a longtime fan of Darlington, and been working with the VFW for 12, 14 years now. We have a scholarship program that Hal mentioned earlier that for veterans making that transition from military to civilian careers, and we've helped about 3,000 soldiers yet so far, and growing.